Slidell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Neighbors talking to neighbors about things of mutual interest. Our guest today on Voices is Kyle McGovern. Kyle's an outdoorsman, an outstanding family man, hard worker, involved in lots of places in the community. Welcome, Kyle. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Mr. Bob. Appreciate it for you inviting me over here.
Kyle, I understand you're an outdoorsman.
I am.
You're a hunter.
Yes, sir.
You're a fisherman.
Yes, sir.
And it probably everything in between.
Yes, sir. I got a long list of items.
One of the things that I know you enjoy is hunting.
Absolutely.
And one of the activities that you're involved in is Ducks Unlimited. Can you tell us a little bit about Ducks Unlimited? What is Ducks Unlimited?
All right. Well, I'm glad you asked that, Mr. Bob. Ducks Unlimited is a waterfowl conservation group. We raise money all around the world. We buy pieces of property, turn it into breeding grounds and nesting grounds for the duck, because as you know and as well as I know, if ducks can't have a place to rest, we're not going to have any ducks in the long run. We strive to try to do as much as we can for the duck. 85 to 87 cents on the dollar, on every dollar that we raised all across the country last year, was put back into the duck.
Ducks Unlimited is a conservation group.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Conserving and preserving for our own use next season, but as well as for our posterity. I mean, as urban creep gets on, you know, these grounds are being lost. So your job is to make sure that the ducks are here for you and for your kids.
Absolutely, absolutely, Mr. Bob. I have a 4-year-old son who, that's why I tried to get as big involved with the Slidell Ducks Unlimited chapter this year. Will be my third year as area chairman for the Slidell Ducks Unlimited chapter. And like I said, I have a 4-year-old son that I want him to have bigger and better duck hunting than I had when I was a child. I think it's going in a positive direction. I feel that me being a part of this Slidell Ducks Unlimited and Ducks Unlimited Conservation Group in general, it's making me feel better that I've done something back for the duck.
I know that you're a leader in this, and I've been to some of the events with you in the past, and they've always been awesome. How many other people in Slidell area are involved with this chapter of Ducks Unlimited?
Last year's fall banquet, we had 234 or 235 people come to our banquet. That is the biggest one Slidell Ducks Unlimited has ever had. This year, we're hoping between 250 and 275. Of that, we have about 15 to 18 committee members that are 100% volunteers. We organize and we set up these events and these functions. We are strictly volunteers. And we have an amazing, amazing group of committee members this year. I think this year we're going to have the best committee, and I think we're going to have a bigger and better banquet than we had last year.
That's awesome. Are all of the people who come to the banquet hunters? Do they all get out in the cold, frosty morn and wait for a duck to fly over?
You know, I'm not exactly sure on that answer, Mr. Bob, but I will tell you this. I think a lot of people that do come to our events are some type of an outdoors person, but we do have items and stuff like that that we raffle off that we cater to the non-hunter or the non-outdoorsman.
Since this is a conservation group, and since we're raising money to be able to buy the land and to do other informational and educational programs, the preservation of ducks and all that that means, what are some of the fundraising activities that Ducks Unlimited engages in?
Usually around March or April, Slidell Ducks Unlimited partners up with Tangipahoa Parish Ducks Unlimited, Southeastern Chapter, and the Covington Mandeville Chapter. And we do what's called a North Shore Green Wing event. Now, Green Wing to Ducks Unlimited is classified as anybody 15 years or younger. Last year, we had about 250 kids at that event, and you know, parents are more than welcome to come, but all of the events and the stations and activities are all based around children. Usually around September or October, we usually, you know, every chapter usually does their fall dinner event. We have raffles, silent auction, live auction, ticket raffles to where we can raise as much money as we can. Sometimes we do, depending on the size of the chapter, we try to do a sponsors event, and that's usually around beginning of August, and that's for our sponsor would be somebody that helps us out more than just coming to an event. They go above and beyond with their monetary donations and stuff like that, and that's what that banquet is for.
So people can buy tickets to the banquet.
Absolutely.
They can participate in the live auction. They can participate in the silent auction. They can be a sponsor, be recognized on the program as a sponsor.
Absolutely. We do table sales for our event for some of the businesses that are here in the Slidell area. We have about four different levels of table sponsorship. You can, we have a single or a couple that just wants to sponsor if they don't have a business or anything, if they just want to sponsor. I want to say that's in the ballpark of $325 for a couple sponsorship. We also have other options for their sponsorship. As far as that's concerned, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, feel free to call me, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
Well, how do people get in touch with you, Kyle?
My phone number is area code 985-502-5422. And we also have Mr. Jim Morris is our treasurer this year. His phone number is 985-788-0136.
Tell us about, there's an event coming up soon. Tell us about that event and what you expect to have happen.
There is. We have our fall dinner event is going to be October 19th this year, and that's going to be at the North Shore Harbor Center right here in Slidell. Doors are going to open at 6 p.m., and that is where we'll have a dinner. And then after our dinner, we'll proceed into our live and silent auctions and all of our activity.
What are some of the items, do you know yet what some of the items might be for the silent auction? I was there last year for the event, and yes, some great prizes out there that I think went for pretty reasonable amounts, yet it was a good thing for Ducks Unlimited.
Absolutely. We have been slowly but surely receiving all of our items. We're getting items underwritten by some local businesses. We're getting items donated to us from local individuals and businesses. I'm not exactly sure how a monetary value on the items. I do know we have thousands of dollars of item raffle off, live auction, silent auction. You know, we have anything from office chairs that somebody can place in their office to an ice bucket. It's just a wide variety of items. We also have about 10 to 12 items this year that are going to be for our Green Wings. You have to be 15 years or younger to win those items. We also have about 5 items as of right now that are going to be for our ladies only. Sorry, guys, can't receive these items, strictly for the ladies.
Well, if I remember right, there's everything from artwork. There was some beautifully engraved knives.
Yes,
I think there was also some shotguns.
There was. We have shotguns. We have a couple of pistols this year.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. We have some rifles. If I'm correct with my, I think we're somewhere around the neighborhood of 15 to 18 weapons we will have there that will be on our auctions and our raffles. We have artwork. We have the 2016 Ducks Unlimited artwork package. Some of these are paintings. Some of them are on canvas. We really do. We have a nice selection this year of items.
Well, some of it is, if I remember correctly from last year when I was there, some of the items are just really unique to Ducks Unlimited. It's not something you can go to a store and buy. This is things produced by Ducks Unlimited. Not only do you support the movement when you purchase the stuff, but just having it in your office and people being able to see kind of gets the word out that conservation is an important thing for all of us to consider.
Absolutely. We have several items and obviously Ducks Unlimited is worldwide, but we do have what we call preferred vendors. These preferred vendors from year to year, they will make a certain amount of an item strictly for Ducks Unlimited. So some of the items that we will have, they will be numbered items. That there is a small select few of individuals that will be having these items. Some of them are less than 200 of these items are being made. If you have the opportunity to get one of these items, it will be a collector's piece.
You had mentioned earlier training for the Green Wing, younger than 15.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs do you have for what are you saying to 15 and younger hunters?
My dad brought me up in with Ducks Unlimited. We've been members ever since I was a tiny boy. And, you know, obviously if you do not have the children coming up into hunting and into conservation, you won't have hunting and you won't have conservation many years down the road. I try to instill it into my child. You know, he sees dad going hunting and fishing, and he comes hunting and fishing with dad. But we try to cater to these children. We try to bring them up, you know, knowing right from wrong when it comes to Ducks Unlimited and hunting and fishing in general. If you teach them right when they're young, 9 times out of 10, you won't have problems with them when they're an adult.
Yeah, you said a pretty key thing. You were talking about a father-son. The family unit in so many ways is being attacked these days. And this seems like it's just an excellent way for a father and his son to spend time together.
Absolutely.
It's good all the way around. So this looks like a good father-son opportunity.
This is. And I think that father and sons, you know, coming to our benefit, they will have fun. We will have several vendors there. We try to keep the kids occupied. The few items that we do have that are catered to the kids, we know it's on a Wednesday night, so we know kids have school following Thursday morning. So we go ahead and we do the Green Wing raffle. We do that first. We do that immediately, normally following our dinner, to where if you know, mom's got to go home with Junior, then, you know, that's fine. You know, we understand that. But we do try to keep the kids active, and that's why we have a North Shore Green Wing event. My wife is on the committee as well, and my wife is working hand-in-hand right now with Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. We are designing a patch to where if they come to our event, our North Shore Green Wing event, they will receive a patch for their sash. You know, we're very close to having these patches designed, and pretty soon they will be made. And hopefully by next year, we can have it in order to where each one of these children that are, you know, boys and girls, scouts, can receive that patch and have an extra patch on their sash. So it is a very big thing in my eyes to bring the kids up with this in their minds.
This is good, bringing the children in. Are you telling me that children would be welcome then at this banquet on October the 19th, and that there will be things for them?
Absolutely. We will definitely have things to try to keep the kids occupied, where mom and dad can have as much fun as they can possibly have. This year we have our federal wildlife and fishery agents. They will be on site to be able to ask questions and comments, concerns. And they normally bring pelts, feathers, and stuff like that. And they kind of turn it into a game with the kids. And that tends to be where the kids, middle-aged kids, tend to be involved right there, because those guys really help us out a lot. You know, state wildlife fisheries, federal wildlife and fisheries, you know, these guys go above and beyond for us, and we try to go above and beyond for them to make their jobs easier.
You know, it sounds like doing life with responsibility.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It's not just taking what you can get from the wild, but giving back in a place that seems like it might be impossible to give back. I mean, what can you give to a duck? But, you know, you can give them a place to nest, a place to grow.
Absolutely. And you know, if I recall right, I want to say close to about $10 million was spent just in the state of Louisiana alone last year from Ducks Unlimited. There's approximately 10 to 15 projects that are going on as we speak in the state of Louisiana. Ducks Unlimited has a common misconception that all of the money that is raised from Ducks Unlimited goes up north, and that's not exactly true. We spend a lot of money down south. Obviously, numbers are improving when it comes to ducks. We have to keep those numbers continuously on the rise and not the decline. There's a lot of money just being spent in the state of Louisiana.
Well, I didn't realize that. I just made the assumption that the bulk of the money would be spent in Canada someplace where ducks breed. I didn't realize there'd be $10 million being spent here in Louisiana to improve nesting areas.
There is. The prairie pothole region up north, that is where people think all of the Ducks Unlimited money is spent, and that is not true. Myself or Mr. Jim Morris, we have fact sheet that we carry around with us in our trucks. You know, this is dollar for dollar where money was spent last year. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to call either one of us, and we'll be glad to meet up with you somewhere and give you one of these fact sheets and let you take a look at it for yourself. And it really does. A lot of organizations can't say that 85 plus cents on the dollar that is raised goes into the duck. 13 to 15 cents a dollar, you know, going towards costs of other things. That's not a lot.
Ducks Unlimited is an international program.
Yes.
There's things going on many, many places, but it's also a local program.
Absolutely.
And I guess when we started the interview, I was thinking this was all big picture of international type funding, but to have that much money coming back is really an outstanding thing. Kyle, this has been really helpful and really informative today, and we wish you success with this year's banquet. I hope that's very, very good for the hunters and the ducks.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Bob. Thank you for having me, and we hope to see as many people as we possibly can right there at the North Shore Harbor Center on October 19th. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
And you can buy tickets at the door.
You can buy tickets at the door. We are pre-selling tickets. If you'd like to purchase a ticket for pre-sale, it will save you $10. At the door, they go up $10. But if you call myself or Mr. Jim Morris, we'll be glad to once again meet up with you somewhere, and we'll get you a pre-sold ticket. That's going to stop about 3 days before our banquet.
Okay.
So probably around the 15th or the 16th of October, we're going to stop pre-selling tickets.
Okay. Can you give us those phone numbers again so people can find you?
Absolutely. My cell phone number is 985-502-5422. My name is Kyle. And then our treasurer, Mr. Jim Morris. His number is 985-788-0136. And either one of us will be glad to answer any questions or anything like that you have. If you'd like to become a sponsor, like I said, we're selling tables. You know, we have four different options on tables. And, you know, some of these tables are a sponsorship. And we'll even give you a free gun.
A what?
Yes, sir. We are selling tables this year. Our lowest package table is a $1,200 table. That gets you a table for eight. Each person at your table would receive a small gift from Ducks Unlimited, and the table buyer would get to pick one of 40 guns that we have on hand. And after you go through our local FFL, that's your gun.
Well, one, you know, I thought we were winding this up, but this is getting better and better. We need to keep on talking, Kyle.
Well, what else would you need to know?
I don't know. This is a great interview and a great opportunity to both support our conservative efforts. Louisiana is known as the sportsman's paradise. From what I can tell and what I know, there's a lot of people who take care of the sport, take interest in this sportsman's paradise by hunting ducks as well.
Absolutely.
As fishing and a lot of other ways. So thank you, Kyle. It's been great talking with you today. Really appreciate you being here.
I appreciate it, Mr. Bob. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices today here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment or you can text us at that number. We'd love to hear your comments on today's programming or anything else you got on your mind. If you still need Kyle's phone number, you can call us again at 985-250-1037, and I'll be glad to get that information to you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell, where you can leave a comment and keep up what's going on Grace Radio. You can also check in at our website, www.graceradioslidell.net, where you can make a tax-deductible donation. We depend on support from listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on the Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.